Hey guys, welcome back. Joined now by Iowa State quarterback Sam Richardson. Sam, I want to start with the positive, man. You guys really showed some glimpses. The Toledo and, man, that Texas game really come to my mind from last year. I guess going forward in 2015, how do you guys be more consistent? What are you working on so you can bring that type of a performance more often?
Yeah, it's. I think it's. I'll go with consistency. It's definitely being a consistent player and showing up every day, and especially every game. But I think just sticking to those games, the Toledo Texas game, we did a real good job of just the ebbs and flows of a football game, and it's responding to the low points of a game and coming back and making great plays. I know personally, I threw two picks those game, one pick six, and I know the very next play in both of those instances, we had explosive passes. So it's something that I think personally we did pretty well in responding to those scenarios and just trying to stay, not get too high and trying not to go too low in a game. We get in so many instances where we'll hit a low point in a game and we won't respond, and it'll just tumble from there. It'll go over to the defense, and a defensive mistake will come to the offense. And I guess it's just responding to those kind of situations and rolling with the game. So
one thing you hear a lot of people who, like guys like me, will say, well, it's year two under the offensive coordinator. What does that actually mean for a guy like you?
Yeah, it's life's a lot easier, honestly. It's knowing you're the guy, it's knowing the playbook, it's knowing your coach. You're not trying to figure out a personality of a coach anymore. You know who he is, and you know what's going to work with him, and he knows what to expect of you. So it's just a lot less on your plate, and it's being able to be confident with the coach that you know, and a coach that's going to stick up for you. So I'd say it's a lot easier and a lot more fun, honestly. So
you bring up him sticking up for you last year. I mean, you guys went 2-10. And he stuck with you the entire time, where in years past, I mean, it seemed like there was a lot of musical chairs at the quarterback position. Did that – I've talked to former quarterbacks who said that – who defended you in years prior, saying how difficult that is. How much did you appreciate that?
Yeah, it's awesome. I have a lot of respect for Mark and Todd especially, and those are guys that they have my back. And especially after last year, you can definitely see that. It just gives you confidence knowing that you're playing for guys that have confidence in you. So it's a lot easier to play for those kind of guys, and it is, it's tough, and it goes along with Paul as well. It's they had confidence in me, and we went 2-10. So it's nice to know that I'm kind of the guy going into this season, and hopefully everything pans out for us. So
Sam, what do you do, because you're not blind, you're not deaf, the criticisms that come toward a quarterback after the last couple of years, how do you keep that confidence, that swagger, that leadership ability needed to be a quarterback at this level? Where does that come from within you?
Yeah, it's definitely being able to kind of look away from maybe certain comments you'll get, and we get it all the time going downtown anywhere. You get all sorts of comments, and it's tough, and it's obviously you'd love to be the other side of that, where you're just the dude, you know, and everyone loves you and thinks you're the best player ever, but it doesn't always work like that, and it's tough, but at the same, you just can't really let it get to you. I'm pretty thick-skinned. I don't let comments like that get to me, and I don't know. I guess it's just kind of my personality to kind of look at that and just kind of motivate me. So that's just how it is.
Have you grown in that aspect over the years?
Yeah, it's real easy to go any kind of social media and see all the stuff that's being said about you, and it's real easy. But I've grown up there, and people ask me, and I honestly don't really know much about what anyone says anymore, and it's just kind of a personal thing to kind of motivate me each week now. So,
well, the good news is you've got an incredible core of wide receivers to throw to this year, and just as I said that, you got a very obvious smile on your face. How much are you looking forward to playing with all three of those guys at the same time?
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I'm great friends with all of them, and just the entire group is real deep, and I mean, it's tops of the Big 12. I'll give them that much. It's a great group of guys, and it's really something I'm looking forward to. Obviously, we've been around each other for 2-3 years now. Alan, this will be his second year, and it's I've been with DeVario for seven. Well, I've known him for 7 years, but it's we got a lot of chemistry there, and it's a group of guys that's going to look out for me, and I'll look out for them. So
I think it was Toledo last year. DeVario, I don't know if he'd even recorded a stat. Then that game, you guys hooked up like 18 times the next two games, and it really seemed to be clicking toward the end of the year. What happened? What happened there?
It was definitely just getting him on the field. He was suspended for the first game last year, and it's was getting him on the field at first and then getting the coaches to have confidence in him to get out there. And obviously, he's a guy that shows up on Saturdays, so he might not do it every day on the practice field, but it's he shows up, and I know where he's going to be. I know the player that he is, so it was great to get him out there and get him those catches and those big games that he had and get him a little confidence going into this year. So
you guys ranked, it was something like 112th in the country in explosive plays last year. How much is Quentin coming back? Not only that, but just the other guys, he probably won't be double teamed like he has been in the past. What does that do for the offense?
Yeah, it just adds a whole new dimension, and just the kind of the group of receivers and all, it's so deep. It's guys that have really played. There's probably 6, 7, 8 guys that have actually played now on the roster. So it's just being able to cycle guys if they're tired, it's going to be quick on an offense, and getting them to run those deep routes at full speed and really going to accelerate to the ball. It's obviously Quentin can do that really well. He's shown it so many times, and a lot of it's turning in. We have a lot of quick throwing pass routes and getting the ball out of our hand, and we got to be able to turn those quick routes into big plays. So it's obviously it'll be something that's improved with Quentin, and it's something that will only continue to improve with the guys coming back. So it's obviously something we're looking to improve on as well.
Now, one thing that's really interesting, a little bit scary going into the year, is your running back situation too. It's scary but exciting based off of what people seem to say about Mike Warren and Tyler Brown. Is their quarterback, is the leader of the offense. What do you see in those guys?
Yeah, it's a lot of potential, honestly, and potential's it's a scary word, and just telling someone they have potential, they can take that the wrong way and kind of settle with where they're at. But I think those guys are really hungry. They want to get on the field. They want to make plays. I think Mike Warren, seeing a freshman out there on the field last year, I think it got to him pretty deep, and it kind of lit a fire in him that he easily could have been that guy without an injury. So it's I think he looks real good right now. He's a big back, an all-purpose back, and Tyler, with the speed that he's got, there's a lot of ability there to make big plays in the running game. And I think with the offense that we have, it's going to be set up really well for a running game to break those kind of plays. So it's it is a little scary, but just kind of getting those guys developed to where they're ready for those opportunities will be big. So
Jeff Woody recently told me that he thinks Mike Warren could be like one of the all-time greats. He thinks he has, at Iowa State, he thinks he has that kind of talent. Is that dangerous to say to a young guy? I mean, how do you react to that?
No, it is. We've had a lot of great running backs come through here, but he's definitely an all-around back that can make those kind of plays. And I can't say that to him. I don't know how he'll take it, but he's definitely got the tools and got the ability. So we'll just have to see it on Saturday. So
at the end of the day, you can't really do your job without the guys in front of you. And I think that's without Farniok this year, the offensive line, it's a question, but it could be deeper too. How do you see that group panning out this year?
Yeah, it's we lose Farn and Gannon, and those are big hits, but the guys, I've obviously coming in with a lot of the guys that are on the team now, and I think adding just kind of, well, the guys that are coming back have played a lot. They've, with Burton and Brock and Jameson Locke and Will Campos last year, and it's just guys that know how to play Big 12 football and that they know the competition. And I think it's getting some of those guys back completely healthy and ready to play a season, and I think it's trying to keep them healthy. We got a pretty solid two deep now, and it's I think a group of guys that really care to be out there on the field, and really they really can't wait to compete. I think Wendell Taisi is great addition to a starting lineup, and he's a mean dude that's going to get in your face. And I think that adds a little thing to our line that we might not have had in the past couple of years. He's a mean dude that'll come off the ball and really just wreck people, to be honest. And I think it does. It adds a little swagger to the line, and he's going to bring those guys along with him too. So
how different is he now compared to last year? Because when you guys signed him, I was kind of obsessed with the 360-pound road grader, and I was a little surprised he didn't play more a year ago. Why is he so much better now?
I think he's learned everything a lot more, and definitely developed into a guard now. He was kind of flip-flopping there, tackling guard, and he's definitely he's an NFL guard, I'll tell you that much. And it reminds me of Hayworth Hicks, just a dude that once he figures out where he's going, the dude's just – it's going to be tough to get away from him. But just real athletic. He's a guy that's really developed in an off-season program, and he's immensely strong. I can't tell you how strong he is, but he's definitely 400-pound bench. But he's just a mean dude, honestly. I love having him in front of me, so –
You don't have EJ now. He's kind of that tight end security blanket. But I guess how relevant is the tight end position when you've got that many big wide receivers? Will fans even notice a difference?
I think the big difference will be in the red zone, just kind of developing kind of a new red zone threat. And sorry, I don't know why.
It's all good.
A new red zone threat and being able to get it to those guys on the outside as well as kind of the speedier guys on the inside. And maybe it's pushing inside guys to outside guys and whatever it is. But it'll definitely be a new little look for us in the red zone. I think that'll be the biggest difference. But we have such a deep receiving core. And even with the tight ends we got and Justin Chandler and Ben Bosa, and they look really pretty well. Right? And they look good right now. And it's obviously it takes a hit. I mean, EJ's a great player, and there's no doubt in that. But I think we'll make up for it in different spots. I guess the three mains with Aaron, Wimberly, Jarvis, and EJ. I mean, Jarvis and EJ are both hurt at some point in the season last year, and I think the big difference with Aaron will be those explosive runs and his ability to pass block. I think with those trying to make up those three spots, it'll be tough, but I think guys will mold into that. So
last question I got for you now, it is year two under the new offense. You guys are a very experienced offense with you yourself being a fifth year quarterback. Had there been wrinkles added? I know you won't give me too much, but is it a more sophisticated offense? What's the difference this year?
Yeah, we definitely have the base of our offense, and we'll have that. I mean, I'll know it the rest of my life, but those guys have definitely learned the base of it, and obviously adding a few wrinkles here and there, and it's not much specifics in it right now, but it's maybe a play here and there, maybe a package with certain personnels, but it's we have our offense down, and I'll tell you, and it's I guess just week to week, just adding what we need to when we need to and making sure guys understand it. So but yeah, it's we know it all for the most part, just maybe a few wrinkles here and there. So
thanks, pal. Yeah.